Special spouts with you from Five County Stadium. Green Jackets are back on the road after a 12-game homestand where they played very good baseball. Went 8-4, including their last series against Delmarva, where they took 5 out of 6. Offense came back to life in a big way, especially on Sunday with 3 home run balls as Augusta held on for a 7-5 win and 5 of 6 from the Shorebirds. So now they enter this series 12-9. It's a very young and talented Carolina team that's been a little up and down to start the year. They are 11-10, but a lot of promise on the offensive side for the Mudcats. Luis Vargas gets the start for Augusta in the opener. Brandon Jordan will be his opponent on the mound, and we've got more coming up on them. And the rest of the Carolina League as we get set for the opener between the Green Jackets and the Mudcats. Game 1 of 6 here from Zebulon, North Carolina. We'll take a break and come back with our drive around the league presented by EasyGo on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, continues here from Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium, as we get set for the first of 6 games between the Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats, the affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Now time for our drive around the league, presented to you by EasyGo. One game currently in progress in the Carolina League, that would be in Kannapolis, where the Cannonballers are hosting the Down East Wood Ducks. It's currently Down East. All over, the Cannonballers will start 5-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Wood Ducks already have 7 hits in that game compared to 1 for Kannapolis. Delmarva just taking the trip from SRP Park, about an hour north to Columbia. They're taking on the Fireflies at about 7:05 tonight. Fayetteville is at Charleston. Salem, a winner earlier today over Myrtle Beach, 8-4. Significant score to the Green Jackets for sure as they're looking up to the Pelicans at this moment. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg were rained out earlier today. As for the Atlanta Braves, they've got 2 games today, taking on the New York Mets. Game 1 of their doubleheader has gone final. They fall just a little bit short in that one as the Mets beat them in Game 1. In Game 2, however, that one just underway, top of the first inning. Currently no score between the Mets and the Braves. Atlanta did beat New York last night in the Braves minor league affiliates. One game is done. That beat Gwinnett. They beat the Charlotte Knights 11-7. Another education day for them at Couray Field. They defeated the White Sox affiliate by 4 thanks to 11 runs on 11 hits. Mississippi is hosting Pensacola tonight. The Blue Wahoos are in town at Trustman Park. And Greenville is hosting Rome. The Braves will be on the road to take on the Greenville Drive of the Boston Red Sox affiliation. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. Check out the Starting Lounge for the Green Jackets and the Mudcats coming up after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
From T-Mobile, for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p, Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price, $200. 0% APR, qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most...
Beyond Deck, presented by... TaxSlayer here from Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium, as we roll on here on the On Deck Show. Let's check out the starting lines presented to you by SRP for game one of six. First for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are 12-9 on the season, led by first-year manager Nestor Perez. They are affiliates of the Atlanta Braves. Here's their lineup tonight, leading off at shortstop, Cal Conley. Batting second, third baseman, Geraldo Quintero. In the three spot, center fielder, Brandel Mesquita. Batting fourth is the left fielder, Stephen Paulini. In the five spot, in catching, Ruzber Estrada. Batting sixth at first base, Makai Backstrom. In the seventh spot, second baseman, Caleb Durbin. Brandon Parker bats eighth. He is the designated hitter. And right out the order for Augusta, right fielder, Caden Morton. Again for the Green Jackets, it's Conley, Quintero, Mesquita, Paulini, Estrada, Backstrom, Durbin, Parker, and Morton. Luis Vargas, the right-hander, makes his second start of the season, his fifth overall appearance. He has yet to allow a run this season in 11 two-thirds innings pitched. And now for the Carolina Mudcats, they are 11-10 on the season, currently tied for second in the North Division of the Carolina League, three back of Fredericksburg, who was rained out today. They are the affiliates of the Milwaukee Brewers. Leading off for them today, the right fielder, Henry Mendez. In the two spot, shortstop, Eduardo Garcia. Batting third in center field, Jackson Choro. In the cleanup spot, catcher Jefferson Caro. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Hedbert Perez. In the sixth spot, first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Batting seventh, second baseman, Jeremy Vargas. In the eighth spot, left fielder, Albert Cipion. And batting ninth, third baseman, Alberez Ferrer. Again for the Mudcats, Mendez, Garcia, Choro, Caro, Perez, Chirinos. Vargas, Cipion, Ferrer. Starting pitcher for the Mudcats, right-hander Brandon Jordan from the University of South Carolina. This is his first year with the Mudcats. Now to meet tonight's umpiring crew on the bases is Elliot Melton. Behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes, is Jared Molman. Time now for the Augusta University injury report. As we check on the injured list for the Green Jackets, they did make an addition off the injured list today. Chris Anglin, the left-hander, was activated. More on that transition in a little bit. He is off. Currently three Green Jackets are currently on the injured list. Ben Thompson, the right-hander, Antonio Branca, the catcher, and Adam Shoemaker, left-handed starting pitcher. Those are the three Green Jackets currently on the seven-day injured list. We've got one last break here from Five County Stadium. When we come back, opening pitch of Game 1, the Carolina Mudcats and your Augusta Green Jackets here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
We're ready to go here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you here from Five County Stadium. Green Jackets are back on the road after 2 weeks at SRP Park. They're taking on the Carolina Mudcats, the affiliates of the Milwaukee Brewers. Warm-ups are currently going on for the Mudcats as their starting pitcher, Brandon Jordan, toes the slab for the Mudcats. He is on the hill for the fifth time this year, third or fourth as a starter. 25 strikeouts, 15 walks, and 16 innings this year. Jordan was the ninth round selection by the Brewers last year in the ninth round out of the University of South Carolina. He's been a good one, big-time strikeout stuff for the 23-year-old. He will get the start here at home today against the Green Jackets, batting order that has been hot as of late. Here's how they line up 1 through 9 today. Cal Conley in the leadoff spot, followed by Geraldo Quintero and Brandol Mesquita. In the middle, Stephen Paulini, Arusber Estrada, and Mekhi Backstrom. Caleb Durbin, Brandon Parker, Caden Morton, the bottom three for Nestor Perez. Augusta Green Jackets, who are 12-9 entering play here today. Defense behind Brandon Jordan on the mound in left field. It is Albert Scipione. Center fielder is Jackson Churro, making his single-A debut. More on him in just a little bit. In right field is Henry Mendez. Arberis Ferrer is in at third base. Shortstop is Eduardo Garcia with Jeremy Vargas at second base and Jesus Chirinos at first base for Carolina. The catcher is Jefferson Carroll, and we are ready to go here from Five County Stadium. As Cal Conley, the switch hitter, is in there from the left-handed batter's box, he will face the right-hander Brandon Jordan. And what is a little bit of a humid 75-degree night here from Zebulon as Conley's in there. First pitch coming from the windup from Jordan is a fastball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Off we go at about 6:59, a little earlier. Right at 7 o'clock, the scheduled start time. We'll start a minute earlier. No problem with that. 0-1 pitch is down and away. And the count is 1-1 to Cal Conley. Conley coming off a good game last time out against Delmarva. Reached a couple of times, including a double in the finale on Sunday. And pitch is down, and it's 2-1. Green Jackets hoping to keep the offensive momentum going. Had a breakout offensive series of sorts against the Shorebirds. 2-1 pitch. Conley a foul back to the net. He had a good cut on it. And it's 2-2. Costa took 5 of 6 from the Shorebirds after splitting the first six against Fayetteville the week prior. An average about 10 hits per game and six home runs in that six-game stretch, including three on Sunday. 2-2 pitch is up and away from Jordan, and the count is 3-2. And that's on the heels of Augusta having a tough power stretch with Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville, but they may have found that swing again against the Shorebirds as they look to get their bats going. As Conley hits one high in the air, right field side, and this one will reach the seats just barely by a few. Looked like Mendez was going to have a play on that for a second. Hung up there for a long time as we are way up here at Five County Stadium on the fourth level. Now as high as it gets. Ball two, strike two. Here's the pitch to Cal Conley as he swings and floats one. Foul territory, third base side, playable for Fair. The third baseman, he'll make the catch near the coach's box, and there is one away. Now Barris Ferrer using all that bit of foul territory. Plenty of it on the infield. Once you get down the lines, it really shrinks on you. Almost none whatsoever once you get into the corners. One away for Geraldo Quintero as we just get started. On the 75-degree night, we had some rain for about a half hour or so during batting practice. All cleared up, though. First pitch to Quintero is up high, ball one. And a very pitcher-friendly environment. You got a very high wall that is about 25 feet at its peak in dead center and also in left field. As Quintero had a big cut and a miss, and it's 1-1. If there's one spot to hit the home runs, it'd be right field. You got a little short porch there. I still got to get a hold of one. Break-even pitch. Quintero drives one left center. Going back on it is Choro, and he will watch it go over his head and one hop the wall. Quintero digging for two, now on for third, and Geraldo Quintero is going to have an easy stand-up triple as he strikes one right over Choro and Cipion in left and center, and the Green Jackets are picking right up where they left off as Quintero's got a three-bagger. This is Choro's first game. I think got a little unaware of his surroundings. Got a late jump on that one. Went way over his head and just off the base of the wall. And Quintero ends up at third base. As the first run of the game for Augusta now stands 90 feet away. And what is another three-bagger for the Green Jackets? I've had quite a few of those. Randall Mesquita bats, and he swings through the first pitch, 0-1. Augusta today in the road gray uniforms, green numbers, black trim. Mudcats home, white uniforms, red numbers and lettering, black trim, black ball caps with the red brim. No balls in one strike to Brandall Mesquita. The pitch to him is a half swing, couldn't hold up. Says home plate umpire Jared Molman, and it's 0-2. Elliot Melton is on the base pass for this one, the two-man umpiring crew. Quintero with his team best third triple, tying Mekhi Backstrom with his three-bagger just moments ago. Mesquita down 0-2. The pitch to him is a little wave and a nubber as they roll down the first base side foul, and he'll stay 0-2. Only Quintero and Backstrom have multiple triples this year. Otherwise, there are five different Augusta Green Jackets who have registered triples this year. As a team, they have 11. That is top three in the Carolina League. Only Fredericksburg and Charleston have more. Mesquita with 14 RBIs on the season, trying to punch home another. The 0-2, a sawed-off baseball foul into the right field seats. Stays 0-2. Plenty of open seats here from Five County Stadium. A little lighter on this Tuesday night, but they anticipate it'll fill up throughout the week. It was a very nice ballpark here in Zebulon. Still 0-2. Jordan deals to Mesquita, a swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball ladder high and a big strikeout for Brandon Jordan. As now out anywhere gets him through the first. And Quintero still at third base. Jordan's got big-time strikeout stuff. A starter by trade coming from the University of South Carolina. As he will face the cleanup batter, Stephen Paulini. Righty on lefty. First pitch from Jordan to Paulini is a little outside. One ball, no strikes. 15 starts last year for Jordan with the Gamecocks, 5-6 with an ERA around 4.5. But in 72 innings, he struck out 98, and that's what caught the attention of the scouts, particularly the Brewers. The 1-0 pitch to Paulini, a swing and a foul off the mitt of the catcher, Caro. And it's one ball, one strike. And a big young arm looking past the ERA a little bit when you have the big-time raw stuff that Jordan has showcased. You, of course, want to get that into your roster in front of the right coaching. And the Brewers have been a team that has been excellent at developing pitching within their system. Break even pitch. Polini takes a strike. Now knee high, and it's 1-2. Look at their starting rotation now. Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta, last year's Cy Young winner, Corbin Burns, all developed through their system. Traded for Peralta, but he came through Carolina here when they got him from the Mariners. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a liner, deep left center. Going back on it is Cipriani. He'll track it down just in front of the track as Polini gave it a ride to the opposite field, but just hung up a little bit. Allowed Cipriani to catch up to it, and that'll leave Quintero. Stranded at third, there was a hit in the left for base runner, and we are through a half inning to play. It's the Green Jackets, nothing. Mudcats coming up. Luis Vargas toes the rubber. We return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Luis Vargas takes the mound for Augusta. Nothing in the bottom of the first inning. Vargas making his second start, fifth appearance of the year. As right-hander is down 11 2/3 shutout innings, six hits, one run. It was unearned, however, so no earned runs against his line just yet. 13 strikeouts and seven walks for Luis. Last time out, he did start against the Shorebirds and was excellent. Four innings of work, two hits, no runs, struck out five, and he did not walk anyone. So Vargas is on the mound for the second time as a starter. Here's the starting lineup he will face for the Mudcats. Henry Mendez will lead it off, followed by Eduardo Garcia and Jackson Choro. In the middle, Jefferson Caro, Hedbert Perez, and Jesus Chirinos, Jeremy Vargas, Albert Cipriani, and Alberes Ferrer. The 9 for the Mudcats tonight, as lined up by their manager, Victor Estevez. And here's Henry Mendez in the leadoff spot for the Mudcats. He'll bat as a left-hander. Playing in game number 18 is Mendez. First pitch from Vargas is a bullseye. Goes right to the heater. 224 average from Mendez. One homer he has driven in 10. On base percentage, just shy of 400 as the pitch is outside. That's one ball and one strike. Facing Vargas, who likes to work quick. Second career start. His last one was his first career against Delmarva. 1-1 pitch is lined to left, and this one will be a foul ball, just barely. Just barely sliced beyond that line, left side, and missed it by about a foot. Otherwise, that's easy extra bases for Mendez. And it's 1-2. This is a very young, promising lineup for the Mudcats. They're the second youngest team in the Carolina League. Average age just barely over 21 years of age. Filled with international talent, about three-fourths of their roster international signees, including Mendez at the plate. From the Dominican Republic, ball one, strike two. Vargas has him down the count. And here's the pitch from Luis, and it is outside. Tried a fastball, didn't bite on it. Two balls and two strikes. International free agent signing Mendez last year. As the pitch is lying down the left field side, this one well out of play into the seats. A little late on it. Stays 2-2. And the Dominican Summer League and Arizona Complex, briefly last year for the Mudcats, 40 games. The pitch to him is high, and he's worked a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Vargas looking to get the first batter he faces today. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's fouled again to the third base side right above the Mudcats dugout. And we'll do it again. Pitch number 8 coming up in this at-bat. It was a three ball and two strike count. Vargas kicks and throws. A swing and a fly ball. Foul. That'll twist out. Mendez has now fouled off four pitches in this at-bat. Making Luis Vargas work in his very first hitter of the night. Time is called by Mendez at the very last second. He'll step off and reestablish. 3-2 again. A swing and a liner. This one out of play to the left side. Quite the battle to begin. This is one, if you're Vargas, you certainly want to win considering how much Mendez is making you work. He's already ready to go. What has been now a 10-pitch showdown. Vargas from the windup deals back. And he rings the bell as he hits it right on the outside corner. Mendez thought he had ball four. And Vargas wins the 10-pitch battle. The strike off the leadoff man for Carolina. One away. And now it's Eduardo Garcia. That's a well-spotted pitch. Right on the outside corner. And Jared Molman rings him up. As Garcia bats from the right-hand side. First pitch from Vargas. Fastball blew by him. Big heater at about 92 from Luis. Fastball slider changeup for Luis Vargas. The 0-1 pitch is a little inside. He threw him a slider. One ball and one strike. Working in quite the rhythm. Don't see a whole lot of this from the windup. From the stretch, you can see guys really rolling as he got him waving a slider that time. Down away. And it's 1-2. As soon as he gets the ball back, heels are on the rubber. He's ready to go as he waits for Garcia to get back in there. A very good hitting shortstop for the Mudcats. 1-2 pitch inside. Nearly hit him. Not sure how it didn't. Just able to jump out of the way of it right under his pant leg. Two balls, two strikes. No score, bottom of the first inning. Vargas ready to go. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a foul into the middle of the catcher, Estrada. And two quick strikeouts for Luis Vargas. Had to work for Mendez to get his. That one only took four pitches, and there are two away. Defense tonight for Augusta. In the outfield from left to right, Stephen Paul leading, Brando Mesquita and Caden Morton, the three out there. Geraldo Quintero at third base. Cal Conley's at short with Caleb Durbin at second. Kai Backstrom over at first with Ruber Estrada making his second start as the catcher. Third overall with the Green Jackets. Two away for Jackson Choro. First pitch to him is a little low, and it's ball one. Making his Mudcats single-A debut was just called up from extended spring training in Arizona. Choro, a big-time prospect for the Brewers. And the youngest player in full-season baseball just turned 18 as Choro had a big cut and a foul back. Tried to tomahawk one, but he chops it right behind home. And it's one ball, one strike. Now one of the slew of very good, talented hitters Carolina has in their lineup. Break-even pitch is on the outside corner as Vargas dots the eye with a heater. And it's 1-2. Chance for Vargas to strike out the side here in the opening inning. This next pitch will be his 18th. Here's the 1-2, and a bouncing ball to third on two hops. Geraldo Quintero picks it up, fires the first, and takes care of Choro. So two strikeouts and a bounce out, and that's a clean first inning for Luis Vargas as we head to the second. It's Augusta nothing, Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Like
Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Hi, this is Makai Backstrom with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
We are in the second inning here from Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium. No score, Green Jackets and Mudcats. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call. As Roosbur Estrada leads it off, Makai Backstrom, Caleb Durbin, the three do up. As Estrada, the catcher, will dig in against Brandon Jordan, gave up a triple with one out to Geraldo Quintero. Otherwise able to get through the inning by stranding him there. As Estrada bats as a right-hander against the right-hander Jordan. First pitch fastball is popped up. Foul territory playable for the first baseman Chirinos, and he'll make the catch. And there is one out on one pitch for Jordan. Came inside and jammed him and challenged him as he tried to turn that one around. Had a couple of hard-hit balls to Estrada back in that series against Delmarva, the two games, and he hammered them both to left field. Or two doubles and a home run, I should say. Tried to beat him on that one there, and he could not. So here's Makai Backstrom as the first pitch is right in there. The big lefty first baseman, Backstrom. And it's nothing in one. Jordan ready to work. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Backstrom, a liner to left, falling fast, and this one's going to get down. Base hit in front of Sipion. And Makai Backstrom's got a base hit. That's good to see for Backstrom. Coming off a bit of a tough series against the Delmarva Shorebirds, but good piece of hitting as he goes the opposite way. And he is aboard. Just one hit and 19 at-bats against the Shorebirds. Did draw a handful of walks in that series. That's good to see. Backstrom has shown great promise with that bat, especially to all fields, as he drops one in the left. Second hit of the game for Augusta. Here is Caleb Durbin. As Backstrom gets his lead off of first, righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Durbin is inside. One ball, no strikes. Second strike game for Durbin in the seventh spot, I should say, playing in game number 19. Near the top of a lot of offensive categories for Augusta, batting 328. 1-0 pitch. Durbin hammers one deep left center, and going over is Sipion, and he will be called off by the center fielder Choro, who cuts him off and makes the catch, as that one was smoked, but right where they were playing. And Durbin, a little bit of a slap of the hands, thought he had a hit there, got robbed of one by good positioning by Carolina. And there are two away for Brandon Parker. No score here in the top of the second inning. Green Jackets with a hit in the first couple frames, trying to make something of it here in the second as Parker bats. That's as the right-hander against the righty Jordan. First pitch to him is a big breaking ball that hits the outside corner. And Jordan gets up in the count. Good young arm. And from South Carolina is Jordan. Couple years with the Gamecocks, previously at Cowley County Community College. First pitch is the 0-1 pitch, is a strike, and it's 0-2. Original draft pick by the Tampa Bay Rays in the 31st round back in 2019. That was the last year of the 40-round draft. They've now cut that in half to 20. The 0-2 pitch is in the dirt. Good knockdown by Caro, the catcher, and it's 1-2. And now you get the 20-round draft. You get a lot more players signing. Sometimes you look at those later rounds, somewhat irrelevant because you're picking big-time high school prospects who probably aren't going to sign. The pitch is high, and it's 2-2. In the case of Jordan going the 31st round to Tampa, of course, you get that option, and he chose to go to a bigger program in South Carolina, one of those junior conference transfers. Goes from a 31st round pick to the 9th. Big, significant difference. The pitch to Parker, he's swinging a miss. And Jordan strikes him out with a fastball, so he puts down the Green Jackets once again in four batters. In back-to-back innings, Backstrom is stranded at first, and we're through an inning and a half. Here from Five County Stadium, it's still nothing-nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Here's how it works. We show you fish swimming across the video board.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Belts with you from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. No score. Green Jackets and Mudcats. Middle third of the order coming up for Carolina as Jefferson Carroll leads it off against Luis Vargas. Put down the side in order in the first. Couple strikeouts and a grounder to third. As one of the top prospects for the Milwaukee Brewers digs in as the cleanup batter Carroll bats against the right-hander Luis Vargas. First pitch to Carroll is up and in. The fastball from Luis, and it's one ball and no strikes. Carroll comes in today. He is the number five prospect in the Brewers organization as he fouls one back to the netting. Had a good cut on one. One ball, one strike. A great defensive catcher as well as a guy who's got a very nice bat, and that's something you want to see in a catcher. The young stages of his professional career. 1-1 pitch is driven deep left field. Paulini on the run, and he will not get to it. It's over his head and off the wall and a bounce. Carroll digs for second. He's in there standing up. It's a leadoff double for Jefferson Carroll here to start the second inning for Carolina. That one was smoked right off the end of the bat. Outside pitch up and away. Went right with it. Not trying to do too much. And the first hit for the Mudcats comes from Carroll. And here comes Hedbert Perez. Another one of those top prospects for Milwaukee. And Hedbert Perez, he was number 8 in the Brewer system according to MLB Pipeline. Big swinging bat from the left side, bat in the 5 spot. Vargas working from the stretch now for the first time. First pitch to Perez as that one is launched to right, and this one is a foul ball, but a very loud foul ball. Caden Morton playing right field, didn't even run over all that much. He knew that one had the distance. It was just a matter of was it going to stay in the yard, and it did not. Over, it looks like the 360 sign down in right field, 330 to left. 400 straight away, but a lot more than that with a big 25-foot wall. 0-1 pitch. Perez rolls over one to first. Scooped up by Backstrom. He'll take it to first himself. Up to third goes Carroll. It's a productive out for Hedbert Perez, and there is one away for Jesus Chirinos. And a nothing-nothing game, but the Carolina Mudcats have their first threat of the night. That's the first baseman for Carolina. In the number 6 spot, we'll bat from the right-hand side. Infield will come in for Augusta. Everybody right on the edge of the grass. Normal outfield depth for all three players. Righty on righty. First pitch to Chirinos is hit slowly right in front of the mound. Estrada calls off. Vargas fires to first out there. And nowhere to go for Carroll as he will scamper back to the base. Thought about as Estrada got about 10 feet away from the plate as he had to make that play. But he makes the throw. 2-3 on the putout. And now gives Luis Vargas on just one pitch, one out away from leaving a runner out there, as here is Jeremy Vargas. Second baseman for the Mudcats. Open stance on the right side. Infield now backs up. First pitch to Vargas is a strike. Nails the inner part, and it's 0-1. On homer, 4 RBIs for Vargas. He's got Jefferson Carroll standing over at third. 0-1. And he's waving a miss. Chase the changeup in the dirt. And the count is 0-2. Needed 18 pitches to get through the first at Vargas. He's thrown 7 here in the second inning. He's one strike away from getting through it. As there's a wave and a fly ball into right field, Caden Morton will glide underneath, make the catch, and that will retire the side. So one out double for, or leadoff double from Jefferson Carroll. He gets stranded at third. And we are quickly through 2 innings here from Five County Stadium. It's the Green Jackets nothing, Mudcats nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
We are moving into the third inning here from Five County Stadium. Mitchell Speltz with you in a scoreless game. Green Jackets and Carolina Mudcats. Some news earlier today, if you haven't seen it yet. Plenty of roster moves to the Atlanta Braves organization, including at the single A level with the Green Jackets. Opening day starter and ace pitcher Roiber Salinas officially was promoted to High A at Rome today after five magnificent starts on the mound. He is moving up to High A with Rome as he will appear on the mound later in the week as they are in Greenville, South Carolina, taking on the Greenville Drive. Those are the affiliates of the Boston Red Sox, as well as Ben Dumm, who is throwing the ball well in his three outings. He as well, who started in Rome, is going back to the Braves. So those two pitchers are no longer currently active on the Green Jackets roster. First pitch to Caden Morton is up high from Brennan Jordan. On ball, no strikes. I mentioned in the on-deck show today, left-handed pitcher Chris Anglin activated off the injured list. He is active tonight as Morton takes a ball a little bit low. Two balls and no strikes. And also one additional roster move with that, Jordano Perez was promoted from extended spring training to Augusta, so now the active roster currently sits at 30. As Morton jumps out of the way of a fastball inside, and it's quickly three balls and no strikes to the Green Jacket right fielder. As Jordan has quickly fallen behind, good spot here for Caden Morton, batting in the nine spot. Open stance on the right side, the pitch to him is in tight, he lost him on four pitches. Good start to the third for the Green Jackets as Caden Morton works the walk. As he's starting to see the ball very well for Augusta, going past the last couple of games. Top of the order now up for Cal Conley. Got to keep an eye on Caden Morton over at first. Got a big arm catcher, though, behind home in Jefferson Carroll. As Jordan will revert back to the stretch, Morton with excellent speed over at first. A two-step lead. First pitch to Conley's down and in. Missed with a slider. One ball and no strikes. Conley a double in his last game against the Shorebirds in that leadoff spot on Sunday afternoon in a 7-5 win. 1-0 pitch is a strike. First of the inning for Jordan as he evens the count to Cal Conley. One ball and one strike. I go back to Salinas for a second. For those of you who didn't see him pitch in his five starts in Augusta, it was a sight to see how good Roiber Salinas was with the Green Jackets and very well deserving of his promotion. As Conley pops it up in the infield, it'll be the shortstop Garcia calling for it. He'll make the catch. And there is one away as Caden Morton, a slow back pedal back to first as he stares down Garcia. He'll get back, one away. It's almost like he was baiting him to throw the ball over there. And now they're one away for Geraldo Quintero. Nothing-nothing game, top of the third. Quintero, a triple off of Brandon Jordan back in the first inning. Faces him for the second time with Caden Morton over at first. He's got a good lead. Stays put. First pitch is low, 1-0. And to finish up on Salinas, current strikeout leader in minor league baseball, 53 of them through his five starts, that has just covered under 23 innings. And he has that marked by a mile right now. And that's across all minor league levels, even AAA, as Quintero hits one high in the air to right. This will be playable as the second baseman Vargas goes back. He's called off by Mendez, and he'll make the catch for the second out. Henry Mendez had a bit of a late jump on that one in right field and called off his second baseman, Jeremy Vargas, wisely. And there are two away. And big things are coming for Roiber Salinas at the next level. He was making a lot of single-A hitters look foolish for the first month, and now after three starts with the Green Jackets to finish up 2021 and five to start 2022, he is on his way to Rome, and they join the team in Greenville tonight. First pitch to Brandel Mesquite, a little bit off the edge. One ball, no strikes, as Morton had a jumping lead but didn't go. As he looked for Nestor Perez over at third for the signs. Maybe trying to move himself over for Mesquita, one of the top run producers on the team. He's second on the club. The pitch to him, a wave and a miss. On ball, one strike to Mesquita. Only behind Caben Durbin in RBIs. He's got 14 of them. Had his first home run of the season last time out on Sunday. That tied the game in the second inning with a solo homer over the left field wall. Morton, a jumping lead, doesn't go as the pitch is a slider down away. Two balls and one strike. It's almost like Morton's not timing his leads up. He almost didn't expect to get that big of a jump off of first base. He'll go back. Once again, very good 2.5-step lead off of first. He stays. 2-1 pitch. Line to left. This one is going to go towards the corner and get down. That is a fair ball that goes out of play. And that is a tough break for Augusta. It's a fair ball, but it jumps out of play for a ground rule double. The significance of that is if it stays in play and in the corner, there is no doubt Caden Morton is scoring from first base. But for now, it's up to Stephen Paulini to get Morton and possibly Mesquita home in a nothing-nothing game. You kind of have short bleachers in terms of the wall over there, so it's not going to take much if the ball bounces in that direction to get over the top and out of play. It was going to be a double for Mesquita regardless, but no doubt about it. With Morton's speed and two outs, he's going from first to home. And it would have been 1-0. Instead, now Stephen Paulini might be trying to make it 2-0 here on the base knock. Second and third, two outs for the cleanup batter for Augusta. Brandon Jordan set the belt and fires home a fastball right on the outside corner. Dots the eye with the gas. No balls and one strike. Caden Morton walked to start this inning. He's not being held on at third. He's got a big lead nearly halfway down the line. As they play Paulini, more to pull. The 0-1 is down low. One ball, one strike. So Morton can get about as big a lead as he wants. And that's only risky for the Mudcats on something that might get away from the catcher, Carroll. He's very sound defensively back there. Break even pitch. Paulini, a wave and a miss. Out in front of a changeup. One ball and two strikes. And Mesquita now the trail runner at second base. Got the shortstop, Garcia, right behind him. Can't get too far off the bag. Both get good leads. Ball one, strike two. Here's the pitch. Paulini fouls one back as he sprays one to the left side. A little behind it. Still one ball and two strikes on what was pitch number 45 for Brandon Jordan. Most duress he's faced in a single inning so far. Fifth batter he's gone against. Faced four and the first two each. Has stranded one. Here's the pitch. Paulini, a soft grounder to first. A tough hop, and it's going to be bobbled, and there will be no play as Chirinos looked uncomfortable the whole time. He lost his balance, lost the ball. Everybody's safe, and it's 1-0 Augusta. And what was a relatively routine ground ball, it kind of took a weird hop off the heel and just never could gather it. Lost his footing and just never could grab the baseball. Paulini is on, and what will be an E3. No RBI to Steven, but they'll take it. It's 1-0 as now runners on the corners for Roosburg Estrada. So they don't get the run on what was the double by Mesquita, but they do get one on the air. So now runners on the corners for the right-handed hitting catcher Estrada. First pitch he sees is low for ball one. It's kind of one of those instances, maybe just hit a spot on the lip of that grass where it hopped on him, and he just could not recover. And now a chance for a crooked number here in the third inning as one of the hottest hitters for Augusta is at the plate. And Estrada, the pitch is down and away, and the count is 2-0. Estrada made his debut with the Green Jackets on Saturday, doubled twice with an RBI each time, and then hit a homer on Sunday. 3-for-7, the two games combined with three driven in. The pitch is a little low right at the knees, and now it's 3 balls and no strikes. Jordan in danger of walking the bases loaded. He walked Morton to start this inning. First time he's had to battle the command here on this Tuesday night. Mesquita at third, Paulini at first in a 1-0 Augusta game. The pitch is in the dirt, knocked down by Caro, and that's a 4-pitch walk. Second of the inning offered up by Brandon Jordan. The bases are loaded still. And now Mekhi Backstrom, who had a hit last inning, has a chance to do some damage this time around with the bases full of Green Jackets against Jordan with nowhere to put him. So two walks, an error, and a double this inning. Has one on the board, but a chance for more for Backstrom, who has driven in 10. That's on the left-hand side. Jordan still working from the stretch. First pitch, a check swing, but low. Able to hold up on a fastball. One ball, no strikes. This has been one slight issue for Jordan. He does have the tendency to walk batters. Has 15 of them entering tonight. Last start against Down East, walked 5 and 4 innings. 1-0. A jam shot pop-up foul, third base side, a look by Ferrer, and that one will get into the seats about 10 rows back. One ball, one strike. Got now 17 walks on the season and just under 18 innings. So about a walk per inning. Teams aren't really hitting them that much, only .118 batting average for his opponents. This is where you get in front of the right coaching. Prove that command, you can move up through any minor league system. Break even pitch. Backstrom takes one down and in. Good backhanded stop by Jefferson Caro. Two balls and one strike. As now Backstrom is in the driver's seat. 26 pitches in the inning so far for the right-hander, Brandon Jordan. Green Jackets have one on the board, but can do a lot more damage with one base hit. Backstrom up 2-1, the pitch. A pop-up into shallow left center field. Backing up is Garcia. He continues to backpedal. He will be called off in a snagging catch by Sippy on the left fielder. A bit of a dangerous-looking one there. But he makes the catch, and the Green Jackets will leave the bases loaded in the third inning. But they do score on an error off the bat of Stephen Pauline to score Caden Morton. And we're through 2.5 here from Zebulon. It's currently now Augusta 1, Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Now, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Vargas now has a 1-0 lead to work with. An error off the bat. Stephen Paulini scores Caden Morton with 2 outs. And now Vargas goes to the mound where he'll face 8-9-1, the Mudcats order. Albert Cipion starts it off. As Albert Cipion will bat from the right-hand side, and he is in there. And it's Luis Vargas, who has faced one over the minimum so far, gave up a double to Jefferson Caro to start off the second inning, left him stranded at third. Ready on ready. First pitch to Sippy on his rope to left. Paulini charging, and he will play this one a hop as it skips behind him for a second, but not far enough for Sippy on to advance. It'll be a long single for Albert Sippy on, and that's the second hit today for Carolina. The way Paulini was closing in on that one, I thought he was going to get there, but just dropped in front of him. I think he thought better of potentially diving for that one and got a little too close. It's kind of in that in-between danger zone, but he'll leave it to just a single as Cipion is on. First pitch, fastball swung through, snap throw down by Estrada to first. Not in time as Cipion is back standing up. As the count is 0-1 to Alberis Ferrer. Now Vargas looks for a double play ball. The depth is in the middle as they look to turn it. There goes Cipion. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Estrada. It is going to be late and into center field. But Cipion will not advance as he didn't see it right away. He will get a stolen base. Had a great jump. And he is quickly into second base. Had a great jump. And you could tell the instincts of Estrada had that gut feel he was going to run. And he did it on the second pitch. This is a Carolina team that doesn't run a whole lot. That's only their 18th stolen base of the year. Count is 0-2 to Ferreira. The pitch is up and off the glove of Estrada. He can't find it as it goes to the backstop. I think he got crossed up on that one. I mean, you have a runner at second base, so they changed up the signs for only the second time, and I think there was a miscommunication. I think Estrada was looking for something else and got a high fastball instead. I think almost just kind of tried to get out of the way of that one. Hit his glove and rolled to the backstop. So a single stolen base and what will be a wild pitch. Puts now Sippy on the tie and run at third base here in the third inning. The pitch, a half swing. He laid off in the dirt. And the count is 2-2. That was a very interesting play, though, on the pitch prior. And those are dangerous spots, folks, those cross-ups. And you have to mix up the signs at second base. They have a runner there. As the pitch is hit hard, right side base hit, past Durbin into right center field, and this game is tied. As the 8-9 hitters come through for Carolina, as Cipion scores off the bat of Ferrer, and it's a 1-1 game here in the bottom of the third inning. Right off the end of the bat, a little bit of a shift on for him, and he wasn't able to catch up to it. And this game is all square as Vargas allows his first earned run of the season. Still impressive work, took just under 14 innings to allow that. As he continues to work against the stretch, as Henry Mendez is in there. First pitch to Mendez is down low, ball one. And a good piece of hitting by both those hitters. Both went to the opposite field. 1-0. A little jam shot, number foul, as it'll trickle down the third base side. And Shot will touch it with the glove and tip it away. One ball, one strike. And now Vargas looking for a double play ball. It's the first earned run he's allowed, second run in total. They give up an unearned run last time out. A run the Green Jackets scored last half inning will go down in the unearned variety against Brandon Jordan, as it was a two-out error that resulted in the run. A throw over by Vargas, snap throw that gets away under the glove of Backstrom and into the Mudcat bullpen. As this will go a first to third and losing his balance, and now the throw comes in, and making it to third base is Ferrer. It went into the Green Jacket bullpen, I beg your pardon. Backstrom didn't throw it right away as he looked at Mendez, or he looked at Ferrer, who's about halfway there, and then he fell down, and then he threw it. And he's still able to get there, so now first to third on an error by the pitcher, Luis Vargas. That's the first of the night for Augusta, their 30th of the season, and now the go-ahead run for Carolina, now at third base. So the 8-9 hitters causing not just havoc with the bat, but on the bases as well. 1-1 pitch is fouled the other way. Mendez a little behind one, it's 1-2. Mendez saw 10 pitches in the opening at bat back in the first. Vargas struck him out with a fastball, looking on the outside corner. Infield medium in. Corners playing around the grass, middle infield back. The pitch, a wave and a miss. A foul tip caught by the catcher, Ruzber Estrada. That's a strikeout for Luis Vargas, his first out of the inning. Second time he's gotten Mendez. And now he'll get Eduardo Garcia. The RBI king for the Mudcats entering this series. He's got 16 of them to go along with a couple home runs. Now the infield fully in. First pitch hit sharply past the diving Quintero at third and down to the left field corner. Carolina's going to take the lead as Ferrer scores. The second goes Garcia. They may get 17 RBIs for the Carolina shortstop. It's now 2-1 Mudcats. Infield in and just past the diving outstretched glove of Geraldo Quintero. And the Mudcats, after falling behind 1-0, have snatched back the lead here in the bottom half. It's now a 2-1 game. Still a long way to go, folks. Second double of the game for Carolina. This one comes from Garcia. And now here is Jackson Choro. Third hit of the inning off Luis Vargas. Some bodies heading down to the Green Jacket bullpen along the first base dugout. Charo Batts is a right-hander against Vargas from the stretch. First pitch is a fastball in there for strike one. Charo just getting the call up today from extended spring training in Arizona, where the Brewers complex is. No balls and one strike. Vargas kicks and throws. In the dirt, to him slider blocked by the catcher and Estrada, and it's 1-1. Another big-time prospect. Three top teners in this lineup for the Mudcats. Churro is one of them. Pitch to him is a strike. Bullseye with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. And right away in his debut, he is playing center field in the number three spot in the order. As manager Victor Estevez gets him right in the middle of it. 1-2 pitch is smoked deep left field, and this one will go off the top of the high wall. Polini plays it well off the bounce. In to score is Mendez, and it's now 3-1. And you see why Milwaukee likes this kid so much. That one was hammered. In a lot of other ballparks, that's a home run, but not here, though. Now with the high wall in left field, then he will trade spots with Mendez, as it's now 3-1, and here comes Mike Steed out of the dugout. Now Jefferson Caro, who has a double himself in this game. That's the third the Mudcats now have. Back-to-back two-baggers. As Vargas getting hit hard a little bit by Carolina, and this is the potential this lineup has. They're only hitting about 232 as a squad, but they know how to strike, and when they get hot, they can really get hot. And a roster that's just barely over 21 years of age on average, and now you had the youngest kid in affiliated full-season baseball, and Jackson Churro come up with his first minor league single-A hit. If that's at SRP Park, that's a home run. Got the wall here at its peak, and then it goes down to left field, which is 330 there. In terms of distance, not bad. But when you had a 25-foot wall, you got to really get a hold of one to get it out. You rarely see any center field home run. Same 25-foot wall, but 400 straight away. So here's Jefferson Caro now. 3-1 Carolina in the third. That one's bounced slowly up the middle. Conley charges. He gloves, throws on the right. Scoop up by Backstrom. Nearly did the splits as he had to catch the wide throw and hold the bag. But the athleticism and flexibility for Mekhi Backstrom gets him out at first base. Up to third, though, as Churro moves to third base. Productive out for Caro. And Cal Conley, some nice slick defense. As soon as he scooped that one off, it was about snapped off to first base. And it goes a 6-3 put up, and now here's Hedbert Perez. Now with another run over at third base. Mudcats have three here in their half of the third. First pitch to Perez is outside. And it's one ball, no strikes, as Perez hit one a ton back in his first at-bat, and a foul ball that went well beyond the foul pole and out of play. 1-0 pitch, Perez out in front of one. One ball, one strike. 19 years of age is Perez. One is down and away, two balls and one strike. From Caracas, Venezuela, international signing by Milwaukee. Back in 2019, signed at 16 years old. 2-1 pitch off the end of the bat. This is a fair ball along third. Quintero picks it up, takes his time, wide throw, and it's dropped by Backstrom. Kind of got a little uncomfortable maneuvering on the base, and he just kind of dropped it off the heel, and that's going to allow another run to score. And that's going to go an error on Backstrom as just, he just dropped the ball. Perez didn't think that was fair right away, so he didn't run, but Backstrom almost had to shift it towards into the baseline. I think the footsteps of Perez coming kind of spooked him a little bit. He dropped the baseball, second error of the inning on Augusta, and also three hits or four hits to go along with that. As the first pitch to the sixth hitter is outside as Jesus Chirinos gets ahead. Now go down with an E3, an error on Vargas is sitting, also one on Backstrom. A pitch to Chirinos up and in. Two balls and no strikes now. Now. Those are the costly errors right there, especially with two outs. Now you make Vargas almost have to reset and work a little harder this inning as his pitch count now stands at 47. Still very respectable for this part as Chirinos hits one a ton. Deep left field, Paulini looks up, and she's gone. That one goes over the video board, and it is now 6-1 Carolina. And that is where the error especially hurts right there. Jesus Chirinos, his first home run of the season, and it is launched over the left field video board. Talked about 25-foot wall. That is about a 50-foot video board. Putting that up there, if it hit it, it would have been gone. But that one way over the top, and it is now 6-1. So six runs now for the Mudcats. Half of them are unearned. And now action will begin in the bullpen for Augusta. That is a very tough break. Here's Jeremy Vargas. First pitch is a strike from right-hander Luis Vargas. Vargas on Vargas battle. The pitch is a ball a little bit down. One ball, one strike as Israel De La Cruz has just begun playing catch. This is likely going to be Vargas' last inning. Not necessarily because he's been hit too hard in this inning, mostly because the pitch count now has racked up on him. And you try to manage that pitch count. Don't want to put too much stress on that arm in a single inning. Break even pitch, a wave and a miss. One ball, two strikes. The six-run frame also for Carolina is the largest output by the opposing offense against Augusta pitchers. 1-2 pitch, he chased one in the dirt, and Estrada will slap on a tag to secure the strikeout. So Carolina sends nine to the plate. They get five hits, a couple of errors, and a two-run bomb to cap it off. It's now Carolina 6, Augusta 1 as we go to the fourth inning on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Nine locations across Eastern North Carolina.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Career.
One Carolina, top of the fourth inning, a six-run third inning, capped off by a two-run homer by Jesus Chirinos. The Green Jackets have some work to do. Got a long way to go, though. Six innings left to play. Caleb Durbin leads it off against Brandon Jordan. Right-hander faces the bottom third of the order. First pitch to Durbin is outside with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. That's the key thing, folks. We got a long way to go. Green Jackets have shown the offense very capable of rallying as there's a strike to Durbin. 1-1. Seven runs in their last game on Sunday. The pitch to Durbin. The 1-1 is a little in. Not by much, though. Two balls and one strike. Jordan looking for a little bit of a settle down inning. He faced seven Green Jackets in his half of the third inning. The pitch to Durbin, a swing and a liner, deep left field. Going back on it is Choro, and the center fielder will track it down in the alley. Had a great jump on it. Second time Durbin has hit one hard in that direction. Churro's the one that puts him away both times. And there are two away, or one away, excuse me. One out for Brandon Parker. That one right off the end of the bat, and good swing on it, just a little off that sweet spot. Here's Parker, the eight hitter. 222 on the year. First pitch from Jordan to him is a changeup that catches the outside corner as it floated in there a little bit. Down balls and one strike. Parker picked up his first RBI of the season last series against Delmarva. As the pitch to him is a little outside, one ball, one strike. Kind of due for a home run, or I should say due for an RBI. He's hit the ball well, especially going back to the last series. Has struck it well and has drawn his walks. On-base percentage is .430 as the pitch is cut on a miss. High fastball just below the shoulders, and he tried to turn it around. And it's one ball and two strikes. Jordan's ready to go, and so is Parker from the right-handed batter's box. Chokes up a little bit. 1-2 pitch is a little up and in. Good spot, though, by Jordan. And it's 2-2. Jordan's got a couple strikeouts, one of them being Brandon Parker in his first at-bat. And he's got a two-ball and two-strike count. Here's the pitch. It is down low. Big sweeping slider. Parker read it well. And the count goes full as he looks to get on for Caden Morton. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Parker is swinging a miss. Tied him up inside with the fastball, and Brandon Jordan strikes out Brandon Parker for the second time tonight. And that'll be Caden Morton with the bases empty. Scored the one run for the Green Jackets last inning, and something to look back on. Green Jackets did have the bases loaded with two outs in the inning and only came away with the one run. As Brandon Jordan was able to get Mekhi Backstrom to escape trouble as Morton takes a ball outside, 1-0. Caden Morton starting to put together a nice little run at the plate. Multi-hit games in back-to-back contests Saturday and Sunday. Pitch to Morton is hit in the air. Foul, first base side. This one will get into the seats. On five rows back, one ball, one strike. Hit his second home run of the year. That ended up being a very key home run in that eighth inning for Augusta to score three times in that frame in what was a nearly big comeback in the ninth for Delmarva. As the pitch is fouled back, and it's 1-2. Yeah, second home run of the year. Had a tough time at the plate, but got three straight days off, and that really helped him kind of refocus a little bit, do some things behind the scenes, and get back into action, swinging a good bat. As the pitch is hammered to center, going back on his churro, had a late jump on it, but he'll have room in this ballpark. Makes the catch in front of the warning track, and Caden Morton is the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 for Brandon Jordan. Nice little bounce back for him, and we are on to the bottom of the fourth inning, where it's Carolina 6, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Luis Vargas back out for the fourth inning for Augusta. He'll get Arbert Sipion, who started it all for the Mudcats, an inning ago. Ready on ready. First pitch to Sipion is drilled to center field. Brandon Mesquita goes back. He can't find it, and he gets turned around. It'll bounce behind him. It'll go to the warning track. Sipion, a big turnaround second. He will glide into third with an easy triple. And what probably should have been caught, Mesquita had a tough time finding it as the lights have just come on here from Five County Stadium, and Mesquita, by the time you saw it, it was too late. And that'll be a tough triple against Luis Vargas, who thought he had an out. Instead, a defensive misplay puts another run at third base for Carolina with nobody out for Alberes Ferrer. All the extra base hits are piling up now for the Mudcats as that pitch is hit well deep left field, and that one is going to fly out of here. First pitch swinging, a home run for Henry Mendez, I beg your pardon, after the hit by Ferrer, and it is now 8-1. Or it was Ferrer, I beg your pardon. Cipien and Ferrer combined for the two hits once again. They got the last inning started, now they got this one. And the lead, just like that, is 8-1 Carolina. And it's the bottom two hitters that are inflicting a lot of damage on Luis Vargas. The home runs have come out today for Carolina. So a triple and a home run to start this inning. The Mudcats have hit for the cycle in this game. As we're going to have a pinch hitter at the plate, Henry Mendez is out of this game. As we're going to have a pinch hitter, it's going to be in his spot, Oswald Leonis. As he will bat in Mendez's place in the top of the order, Vargas faces him for the first time as he goes the opposite way. And Stephen Polini right there on the outfield to make the catch in left field as he is out. Now one away for Luis Vargas, who is getting stung a little bit out there today. And now it's Eduardo Garcia. Now, Mendez is out of this game, the right fielder, after two at-bats. A couple strikeouts against Vargas. Oswell hits for him. First pitch to the two-hitter. Garcia is a little high. One ball, no strikes. And Garcia had one of the doubles last inning for Carolina as there's a swing and a miss. Fastball right by him for the right-hander, Luis Vargas. 90 miles an hour on that pitch from Luis as he evens up the count. Here's the 1-1. A wave and a miss. Another fastball, that one at 91. And it's 1-2. No one warming up in the bullpen. This is all Luis Vargas currently on the mound. 1-2 pitch is down low, 2-2. And, of course, the numbers and the score does not look very good, but I think a lot would tell you Luis Vargas maybe pitching a little better than the numbers would indicate. 2-2 pitch, a wave and a miss. Went after one in the dirt. Estrada, bare hand pickup, will fire it down to first in time to secure the strikeout on Garcia, and there are two away for Jackson Choro. And you look back last inning in particular, he had the two-run home run, but that was after an error occurred that extended that inning, which should have capped the inning at 3-1. A run came home on that error play, and then one batter later, it only took a couple pitches for Jesus Chirinos to knock one out of the ballpark. First pitch to Churros, that one smoked through the left side past the diving Quintero. And Jackson Choro has a couple of hits in his debut. Long double last time up. This one, a sharp single through the left side. And the inning will continue for Jefferson Caro. And now here comes Mike Steed out of the dugout again. And the pitch count for Vargas at 63. And I'll see if this is it for him. Thought with Azriel De La Cruz tossing last inning, they might pull him after three. De La Cruz is also very capable of picking up some innings, but considering the score, it's one of those things, as long as Vargas is throwing strikes, you might keep him out there a little longer, considering the pitch count, and have him eat up some innings. And a couple pitchers for Augusta getting the call up today, if you missed it earlier. Oliver Salinas, the ace, opening day starter, promoted to the Rome Braves today, as well as Ben Dumb, who was there to start the year, made three appearances for Augusta, and part of his reason coming down for Augusta from Rome is just due to the injuries. Augusta had three pitchers on the injured list. However, Chris Englund activated back today and gives him more depth in that bullpen. So Dumb goes back to Rome. First pitch to Caro is a jam shot pop-up going back Quintero or Mesquita. He can't find it, and this one will drop in front of him. And that's going to allow another run to score all the way from first as Churro into second goes Caro with a second double of the game. And Brandon Mesquita is having a nightmare inning out in center field. Two balls he probably should have caught. He has not been able to find. Lost them both in the lights. First one landed behind him. This one landed in front of him as Caden Morton and Stephen Paulini both saw it and was charging to that spot. But just way too much ground for them to carry as Mesquita just unable to make the catch. Now the inning continues in a 9-1 game. Nurse pitch to Hedbert Perez as a tapper off his leg, foul, as it rolls back to the mound. And that'll be a double. That's not an error. You have to touch the ball for it to be deemed an error. But those are two plays right there to go back to Luis Vargas and pitching better than the numbers were indicating. It's not going to look like that at the end of the night, but I think doing a lot of good things that has the dugout pleased as Vargas fires a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2, or 0-2. They certainly have the confidence with him still. Bullpen is very quiet. 0-2 pitch is outside to Perez, and it's 1-2. You can tell right away, Mesquita, as soon as that ball is up in the air, just putting his hands up saying, I can't find it, I need help. The two-strike pitch is hit high in the air, foul, as this one will get out of play, third base side. And the count is 1-2 to Hedbert Perez. So the Mudcats have hit for the cycle in this inning, although a couple of tough defensive plays lead to it. Triple, homer, single, double in that order as Perez waves and sends one to center. Mesquita goes back, and it looks like he's got this one. And he will make the catch as he saw that one all the way through. So a tough inning for Brandon Mesquita in center field with a couple balls hit his direction, fighting the lights, but he does make the play on the final one. And we are through four innings where it's now Carolina 9, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers.
Top of the fifth inning, three more runs come in to score as part of another scoring frame for the Mudcats. As Cal Conley set to lead it off as the grounds crew departs from the field. So top of the order due up for Augusta, got some work to do. We still got five innings left, halfway point of this one. As the grounds crew is officially off the field and a little delay now, we're good. So Brandon Jordan's out there for inning number five as Luis Vargas. Looks like his night's going to be done after four innings as Chris Angle has just started playing catch. First pitch to Cal Conley is down and away for ball one. And if this is where Chris Angle comes in, not a bad spot to come in and reestablish yourself. The 1-0 to Cal is a strike right down the middle, 1-1. So now Brandon Jordan's in a position where just now focused on throwing strikes, up by eight runs. The pitch to Conley is a strike, and it's 1-2 as he threw him a changeup, 1-2. 9 runs on 10 hits for Carolina, and 9 of those 10 have come in the last two innings. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a liner right to short, caught by Garcia, and there is one away. Didn't even have to move as Eduardo Garcia, well positioned, just stood there and snagged it out of the air. On away for Geraldo Quintero. Conley now 0 for 3 after that sharp lineup. Another switch here at the plate, and Quintero, and the switch first pitch is fouled back into the mitt of the catcher, Caro, and it's 0-1. Go back to Cal Conley. That's kind of been the stretch from lately. He is hitting the ball very hard, but a lot of those outs have been right at defenders. As Quintero takes strike two on a slider that comes on the inner half. And it's 0-2. As Brendan is kind of locked in now. Brandon Jordan. 0-2 to Quintero. Here it comes. A swing and a pop-up back our direction. That'll drift off to the left. And it's 1-2. Game about a little over an hour old, and we are in the fifth inning, and a lot has happened in the last two. After a couple shutout to start, the pitch to Quintero is lined to right. Going back on it is the right fielder, Mendez, as he's right there to make the catch. Another well-struck ball, but right at a Carolina defender. Didn't have to go a whole lot back on that one. And there are two away for the number three hitter, Brandel Mesquita. A chance for Mesquita to pick himself up here. It was a tough last inning defensively for Brandel. Had a couple fly balls he just did not see off the bat. And a drop behind him and then in front of him. First pitch to Mesquita is a strike. As Jordan is pumping in the gas right now. That's great command in all corners of that fastball. Trying to really establish that slider changeup. As the 0-1 pitch is a big cut and a foul to the right side for Mesquita. And it's 0-2. As I'll get into the seats. Looks like the Mudcats are about to have some bullpen catch go on soon, but probably want Jordan to get through this inning. His pitch count is about to hit 80. Now then 2 to Brandel Mesquita, a 9-1 Carolina lead. The pitch, a wave and a little liner. Base hit to right for Brandel Mesquita. Comes up with a two-out hit as Mesquita is aboard for the first time tonight. Actually, second time, that is his second hit, double and a single now. As Mesquita in the process has a hit in six straight, and he's reached base in 16 in a row. Picking himself up at the plate, that's something he is very good at. Consistently wise, he has maybe been the top man in the order as he continues the inning for Stephen Paulini. And the first pitch is a little low. To the lefty Paulini, who is 0-for-2, drove in a run though last time, not officially. Got one home on an error. Timeout call. We got a ball coming in from the bullpen down in the left field corner. So they got the bullpen structured a little differently here in Carolina. Now they have them on the side, just like SRP Park does. But the mounds are pitching towards the outfield. Normally it's the other way around. You're pitching towards the action. So when a pitch gets away from a catcher, it rolls into the outfield. 1-0. A liner to the left side. It's in and out of the glove of the third baseman Ferrer and going to shallow left center field. And that'll be a hit for Paulini. I would figure, we'll see though, hit that one sharply to Ferrer, who went down to a knee. He dropped it. They could give that one an error. I could see hit. We'll see. As Paulini is on, it will either be his second time on via air or his first hit. And now a 2-1. Two outs for Roosber Estrada. They will give that one a hit, and I agree with that one. That one was hit very sharply. So Estrada now looking to produce some runs. Down 8, this is a spot where you'd love to get some. As Jordan comes set the belt, Estrada's in there. First pitch to him, a big swing and a foul. He sends it back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Estrada drew a walk last time out. That was part of a run-scoring third inning, and he was walked on 4 pitches by Jordan. Pitch number 83 coming up for Brandon Jordan as the bullpen action continues for both teams. Pitch is on the outside corner right at the bottom, and it's 0-2. With an 8-run lead, Mudcats would love to get Jordan through this inning. Leave the bullpen for the final four. As the Augusta catcher down 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's down away. Big slider. He didn't chase it. 1-2. Chris Engel looks about ready to go. If he is tasked with the next inning, right-hander getting loose in the Mudcats bullpen. Brandon Ramey is set to enter next for Carolina. 1-2. Is down and away, another slider, trying to get him to chase on that outside part of the play. That's where you want it, but you try and get it close enough where you get the hitter interested in it, where he'll swing at it off the plate. But if it starts off the play, you're not going to get a swing on it. They know which way that ball is going to go. 2-2. A swing and a miss. This time he got him. Came down and in as he buried a changeup on him, and Estrada strikes out as Jordan strands a couple in the Augusta half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through here from Five County Stadium. It's the Mudcats 9, Green Jackets 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Chris Anglin on a pitch for Augusta in the bottom half of inning number five. Anglin is on to make his third appearance of the season. First outing for him in about a couple of weeks. He's been on the injured list since the 21st of April. He has made his return as he will come in a 9-1 game where Carolina is ahead here by 8 runs at Five County Stadium. Mitchell Spelch back with you here from Zebulon, North Carolina. A night that started off pretty well for Augusta. Two scoreless innings from Luis Vargas. Green Jackets took a lead in the top of the third inning, but it has been big swinging Mudcats ever since. They have scored 9 runs all off Luis Vargas. Not all earned, however. Not a third of them coming in on errors, making Vargas look a little harder. And now Anglin takes over, as he might have some extended work out of the bullpen. He will face Jesus Chirinos, and the first pitch fastball sails high to the first baseman for Carolina, and it's 1-0. Third appearance for Anglin. Last time out was on the 15th of April in Myrtle Beach. As the pitch is cut on and missed, 0-1. Or 1-1, excuse me. 16th round pick by Atlanta last year. He's been a bright spot here in the early season. 6 1/3 innings total. The lefty deals a ball down and away. Doom a changeup. 2 balls and 1 strike. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup combination for Anglin, who is a starter by trade. Here's the 2-1-2. Chirinos is outside, and that's 3-1. So this is where you can get Anglin some extended work, and it might be a spot where he might keep going as long as he feels comfortable. His core is kind of in that out-of-reach territory. 3-1 is a little low. Around the corner, maybe below the knees, and that's a 5-pitch walk to Chirinos. He is aboard to start the fifth inning for Carolina. And I'll be Jeremy Vargas coming up for the Mudcats. The nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. 9-1 the score. Anglin on there for the first time in about 2.5 weeks. And it says Vargas, who is 0-2. Anglin trying to get one on the ground as they put a pull shift on. Open stance. First pitch. Vargas sends to the right side, but this one will get into the seats. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Anglin is currently the top holder for all strikeouts in a relief outing for Augusta. Has 7 of them. That was back in his debut in 3 1/3 in Columbia. Earned a 1 in that game back on the 9th of April. That was game number 2. The 0-1 is outside. A changeup from Anglin. 1 ball, 1 strike. As Estrada catches him for the first time. Maybe a little bit of a cross-up. Estrada's the 4th different catcher to start this year for Augusta. Break-even pitch is on the inside corner. He fooled Vargas where he was walking towards the plate, was looking for something else. And it's 1-2. Big pull shift to the left side. Durbin stranded, standing right behind second base. Right side wide open for Vargas. 1-2 pitch is down the dirt, knocked out the chest protector by Estrada. And it's 2-2. Mudcats coming off a series split with the Downeast Woods Ducks. That was in Kinston, North Carolina. And kind of a back and forth start for them, 11-10 on the year. Both these teams came in with the same amount of hits entering today. 2-2 pitches high. It's 3-2. Each team with 161, but Augusta had 13 more runs to their ledger, 115 to 102. But Augusta, that gap's closing on them. Plus 8 tonight for the Mudcats, up 9-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Englund steps off. And we'll go through the signs again. Ball 3, strike 2. Jeremy Vargas, second baseman for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch from Englund. It's in the dirt. He lost him. That's back-to-back walks issued by Chris Englund, and there are two on, nobody out. But this is the spot you'd want Englund to throw. I mean, it has been a while. Now here comes Mike Steed out to the mound as Englund puts the rods on his right elbow. I'm trying to touch him, but this is where you want him to get work. I mean, this first outing back in this long time, you're not going to be in that same form as you were. Back when he last pitched in Myrtle Beach, where he was excellent, even his first start in Columbia. Got to get the kinks out in this outing, maybe take the hits, and come back next time out ready to roll. And there's no pressure on, down by 8 runs. Of course, you don't want to throw in the towel per se, but you also consider time and score, the scenario of the game, and sometimes it's just about getting the pitcher work and then worrying about the win-loss final score. So Englund now faces Albert Cipion, who has been a peasant today, or a pest, I should say. Our Green Jackets pitching a single and a triple. He scored both times. Those both come in the last two innings. First pitch coming is a strike as he threw him a feathery changeup around the outside corner, 0-1. That triple, however, fooled Brandel Mesquite as he lost in the lights. Got behind him and ended up with Cipion at third base. Yohan is inside. That hit him, I think it did. So two walks and a hit batter got him along the leg. Not much of a reaction from Cipion. Not sure if that got his leg or his pant leg. But regardless, base is now loaded with nobody out for Alberis Ferrer. And now Englund in some trouble. And now Israel De La Cruz, who was loosening briefly earlier, has the ball down in the bullpen. Looks like he's about to start throwing. Englund has thrown 12 pitches, only 4 strikes, and that has been really not an issue for him. His first two starts are 2 relief outings. First pitch, a big swing and a miss by Ferrer. 1 ball is in 1 strike. Infield playing back for Augusta. They'll concede the run. They'll look for 2 outs instead. They'll gladly take that trade. The 0-1 pitch, here it comes. That one is strike 2. Fastball from Englund at 89. 0-2. Ferrer had a monster 2-run home run last time up, last inning. And he sent it over the left field wall. Plenty to spare. No balls, 2 strikes. Englund looking for his first out as he faces the 9 hitter. Here's the 0-2 pitch. A wave and a miss. Chase the changeup down, and Englund's got his first out as he punches out Ferrer. Good pitch down the zone as he uses that changeup, which is a key pitch for him. One away now for him. Now the new hitter, and Oswell Leonis batting for the second time. Second at bat for Leonis. He flew out to Stephen Paulini deep in left field last time up as the lefty's in there. Englund's first pitch to him is a slider just a bit low. One ball, no strikes. But Englund's got good strikeout ability. And at Howard Junior College in Big Spring, Texas, made 12 starts in his last year there and very dominant as a strikeout pitcher. 103 in just under 67 innings. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a foul back. And it's 1-1. And now a double play can get Englund through this inning. And anyone will tell you, your first outing in a long time, it's that first inning that's always the toughest one. Just kind of reestablishing your stuff, your feel, your comfortability. And that's the process Chris Engel is going for. The pitch is in the dirt. Good block by Estrada. Can't find it, but it's right in front of him. Nowhere for any of the runners to go. Two balls and one strike to Oswald Leones, who is batting .171. He's got four RBIs this season. He is in for Henry Mendez after two at-bats. He is in the game as well to play right field. 2-1. A little liner through right side, base hit. Durbin not able to catch up to it. Station to station as everybody goes, just one base. As Leones has RBI number 5, first hit of the inning scores Jesus Chirinos, and it is now 10-1 Carolina. Vargas to third, Scipion to second, Mendez now at first. As it's now three straight runs scoring innings for the Mudcats. That one not hit in terms of exit velocity, not super hard, but where the defense for Augusta was shifted, they were looking for that double play ball. Durbin not able to get there. They're in a normal position. That's probably an out. First pitch now to Eduardo Garcia is low, and it's ball one. Garcia 1-for-3. Two strikeouts, but he's made his hit count. A double back in the third inning, and he hit it like a rocket to left center. Infield still back for Augusta. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A shot to center, charging Mesquita. He'll play this one on a bounce. And once again, station to station, it's now 11-1. In to score is Vargas, as that one just dropped in front of Brando Mesquita. And it's a two-hit game for Eduardo Garcia. Back-to-back hits off Chris Anglin, and the bases remain loaded with one out for Jackson Churro, who's had himself a nice little debut. A double and a single, along with a hard hit ground out. The 18-year-old in from the right side. Anglin continues to work out of the stretch. First pitch coming to Churro is down the dirt with a breaking ball. It's blocked by Estrada. 1-0. Carolina sent 9 to the plate in the third inning, 7 in the fourth. This is the seventh batter here in the fifth inning. Currently a stretch of those three innings where they've sent 23 up, and this one's still going. Bases loaded, one out in an 11-1 game. The 1-0. A big swing and a miss, 1-1. Churro was thinking grand slam in his debut. He certainly has the power to do it if he gets what he's looking for. Of course, you got a very small book on Churro. You got three previous at-bats to go off of. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Churro, a bouncing ball, left side. Conley has it, goes to second out there. Relay to first will be late. Another run will score. It's an RBI for Churro. But there's now two outs in as it's now 12-1. That one just not hit hard enough to get a double play. Conley, a quick flick over second, got the out there. As they wipe out Garcia, but Churro will replace him at first base on the fielder's choice. Leones now at third. And Scipion scores on the play. And now here comes Nestor Perez out of the dugout. 25 pitches in the inning, and he's going to make a call to the bullpen as Israel De La Cruz is going to come in. So tough outing for England. First time in 18 days he has thrown the baseball, but he is out. As he'll learn from that. Get the kinks out and be better next time around. He's been very good. Just a little bump in the road coming back from injury as De La Cruz will take over on the mound. We'll set him up for you after this. It's now Carolina 12, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Israel De La Cruz takes out with two outs here in the fifth inning as the comeback outing for Chris Englund doesn't quite go to his liking. Just got two outs on 25 pitches. And that'll be Jefferson Caro to face off with De La Cruz. Runners at the corners, 12-1 Carolina, bottom of the fifth inning. As they have done some damage over the last three frames, first pitch from De La Cruz is a strike. Starts him with a slider, and it's 0-1. De La Cruz has been very good, and in two outings this year, he has won both times in relief. He's covered four innings in each, four strikeouts and three walks. The 0-1 pitch is right down the middle. Here we change up. Quickly, nothing in two. Last time out, it's 22nd of April against Fayetteville. Actually, that was his debut. Won that outing. 0-2 pitch, a wave and a foul by Carroll. And it's 0-2. Carroll's got two doubles today to go along with a ground out. Drove a run last time. Last outing for De La Cruz, the 27th. A pitch coming. Carroll pops it up foul. This will get out of play. As remains, no balls and two strikes. Game De La Cruz in, of course, a game that Augusta won. That was the 14-2 rout of the Shorebirds in the second game of that series. Largest margin of victory by the Green Jackets this year by 12. As a wave and a foul that is caught, and they'll throw it down. Actually, just hit the dirt. He did not hit it, but they get the strikeout anyway. As De La Cruz strikes out Carroll for the final out of the inning with three more score for the Mudcats. As two walks and a hit batter come around to score. And we're off to the sixth, where it's the Mudcats 12. Green Jackets 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Carolina goes to their bullpen here in the top of the sixth inning. It is 12-1 Mudcats over the Green Jackets as Makai Backstrom will lead it off here from Five County Stadium. Mitchell Speltz with you as right-hander Brandon Ramey from Riverside, California, and King High School in Riverside. 30th round draft pick by the Philadelphia Phillies back in 2018. He's on for his seventh appearance of the season with Carolina. Has allowed currently six runs and six innings of work. Has gone an inning in about all of his appearances as he faces Backstrom, the lefty. First pitch is hit high in the air. Shallow left. Three Mudcats converging after it. It'll be Cipriano, the left fielder, to make the catch. And that's the first out on one pitch for Brandon Ramey. It's been pretty much one bad outing for Ramey as he gave up four runs in a third of an inning against Lynchburg back on the 24th of April. Otherwise, he has shut out his opponents in four of his six previous outings, as he's got one out on one pitch as he retires Backstrom. And now here is Caleb Durbin. Righty on righty. First pitch to Durbin is a ball inside. One ball, no strikes. Sixth inning gives us a chance to take a drive around the Carolina League. Got some good games going on. Tough one going on here, of course, with the Green Jackets down by 11. 1-0 pitch is right in there from Ramey, 1-1. Down East has defeated Kannapolis today. Wood Ducks win 9-3. All three runs for Kannapolis came in the bottom of the ninth inning, down 9-0. The pitch, Durbin takes a ball outside. One ball, one strike to Durbin. Two balls, one strike, check that. A lot of scoring going on at Segra Park right now. Bottom of the third inning, it's 4-3 Columbia over Delmarva. 2-1 is a little low. Three balls, one strike. Fayetteville and Charleston scoreless in the bottom of the sixth inning at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina. 3-1. Durbin pops it up. Into the shallow outfield grass, left center. Calling for his Garcia, and he will make the catch right in front of his center fielder, Churro. Says, I got it. And there are two away. As Ramey comes back from 3-1 down to get Durbin. Two away now for Brandon Parker. 12-1 Carolina, top of the sixth inning. And Myrtle Beach falls in the opener at Salem today. 8-4. Salem wins. Pelicans now 15-7. They have the best record in the Carolina League. Righty on righty, Ramey deals to Parker, a strike, and zone one. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg are rained out today. They will play a doubleheader on Thursday. Hellcats playing some pretty good baseball. They're a game over 500. A one pitch, half swing. They will ask at first. He did not go. It says Elliot Melton. One ball, one strike. Final line today for Brandon Jordan, the starter for Carolina. Five innings, five hits, one run. It was unearned. Four strikeouts, two walks. Both those walks came in the third inning. 1-1 pitch. Parker turned to shoulder and take a ball inside. 2-1. Green Jackets being out hit 12-5, but 11 of those hits have come in the three-run scoring innings for Carolina. A 2-1 pitch. Parker takes one low, 3-1. Six in the third, three in the fourth, three in the fifth. Luis Vargas allowed 9 of those runs. 7 of them are earned in his 4 innings, but some will go down as earned, but they probably shouldn't be in that department. As Parker takes a knee-high strike and the count goes full, thought he might have had ball 4. Had a couple of tough defensive plays in the outfield. Not a couple to drop, lost in the lights, and those won't go as errors, but should have been outs. And does it change the outcome of this game? Probably not, but still, you look at it. As Parker takes one just off the outside edge, and he draws the walk from Ramey. Two-out base runner now for Caden Morton. This is one of those things, of course, the game's out of reach, 11 runs. I'm not sure if the plays are made in the outfield, if it's changing the way this game progresses, but at the very least makes Luis Vargas look work a little bit less. Their 4 innings in this game got knocked around quite a bit, and credit the Mudcats, they hit the ball hard. Caden Morton takes the first pitch strike, 0-1. Mudcats are not holding on Parker over at first, but he's not looking to run either. Going to let Morton hit. Don't want to have him get stranded at the plate. 0-1 pitch. He is up and away. One ball, one strike to Caden. 0-for-1 with a walk in this game. He's got the lone run scored. Back-to-back days or back-to-back games with hits for Caden. Both multi-hit as the pitch is cut on and fouled by Morton, who had a big cut. And it's 1-2. And you're starting to see that back come around for him a little bit. You know the defensive skills are there, the speed. Great athleticism. Caden Morton, an outfielder this organization really likes, but it's just all about getting the consistent at-bats. Pitch to him, a wave and a miss. Chased one down the zone, and Ramey strikes him out to retire the side, so he gets through the Green Jackets and 4 batters in his first frame, and we are off to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Carolina 12, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Carolina on top. Mitchell Spelch with you here in the bottom of the sixth inning from Zebulon, North Carolina. Half hour east of Raleigh, North Carolina. As De La Cruz will gear up to face Hedbert Perez. The only Mudcat who did not bat in the fifth inning. They have sent at least 7 to the plate in the last 3 innings. De La Cruz trying to settle him down. Got a big pull shift down for Perez. First pitch from De La Cruz is fouled back by Perez, and it's 0-1. Perez 0-3 in the game. And has put up a lot of big cuts in this ball game. A prospect worth watching for Carolina as the 0-1 pitch is on the inside corner from De La Cruz at 90 miles an hour. Takes a lot of big cuts. Shortens those up a little bit. Perez has the power and can project very well going forward. Only 19 years old. 0-2 pitch, a bouncing ball fouled on the first base side. Stays 0-2. Got a big prospect coming from Venezuela. Signed him as a 16-year-old coming up through the Dominican Summer League, Arizona Complex. First full season in Carolina as the 0-2 pitch is pulled foul again down the first base side. And it's 0-2 still. Played with the Mudcats briefly last year. Dominated the Arizona Complex League, 6 homers, 11 doubles, and 21 RBIs in very brief time there. Played 16 games with the Mudcats to finish 2021. 0-2 pitch, tied him up with a fastball, and he strikes out. De La Cruz has back-to-back Ks as he puts away Perez to start off the Carolina half of the sixth inning.
The first baseman, Jesus Chirinos.
Jesus Chirinos now to the plate. Righty on righty, De La Cruz first offering to Chirinos out in front of one, and zone one. Another native of Venezuela, quite a few of them on this Carolina team. About 3/4 of their roster are international signees. That's a big part of developing teams in your minor league system as the pitch is low, 1-1. You got players you pick straight out of high school. You got the college arms, the veterans who might move up a little faster, more mature coming into the professional ranks. 1-1 is fouled away by Chirinos as it'll slice into the seats, 1-2. Then you got the international market, which is a big point of interest for a lot of teams these days. There have been teams who have shied away from it, but now you're seeing a lot of activity there. There is so much great talent in Latin America as a foul back, and it stays 1-2 to Chirinos. So the top players coming from there, and that was a big point of discussion in the collective bargaining agreement talks that forced the MLB lockout all the way till the beginning of March, delayed the season by about a week. 1-2 pitches in the dirt, 2-2. The baseball owners were pushing for an international draft where you have these players who then get drafted by teams rather than kind of just a free market signing system. which is going to stay in place. 2-2 pitch. Chirinos fouls another one. Stays 2-2. Each team has allotted a certain amount of money that you can use in the international market, and it's up to the players to decide where they want to go. 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. De La Cruz nails the corner, and he struck out three straight Mudcats. Going back to last innings, he gets Chirinos looking. Two-way for Jeremy Vargas. And what is a 12-1 lead for Carolina in the opener of this six-game series. Good thing about baseball, especially in the minor league setting, you play six in a row. You have a bad night like tonight, have a chance to move past it tomorrow. Got to have a short memory in this game. First pitch to Vargas is a little low. Starts him with a changeup, one ball, no strikes. Augusta's three-game winning streak appears to be in serious jeopardy, down by 11 runs, unless they can pull something off with nine outs to work with. 1-0 pitch is a belt high strike right on the outside corner, 1-1 to Jeremy Vargas. Going for two with a walk in this game. One ball, one strike. Open stance for Vargas from the right side. 1-2 pitch is a strike. Or 1-1 pitch, excuse me. Now it's 1-2. Atlanta Braves playing two games in Queens, New York today against the New York Mets. Lost the first game 5-4 after winning last night. They currently trail game 2, 3-0. Pitch is ground to short. Right there is Cal Conley. Gobbles it up, flips to first, and that's 1-2-3 inning for Israel De La Cruz as he gets through the sixth unscathed. Two strikeouts and a ground out, and we go to the seventh. Here from Zebulon, the Mudcats 12, Green Jackets 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers.
Hi, this is Stephen Palini with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Top of the seventh here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Top of the order coming up for Augusta and a 12-1 lead for the Carolina Mudcats. They have scored the last 12 runs in this game. Down for a second inning is Brandon Ramey. Raised four batters in the sixth. They two-out walk to Brandon Parker, but worked around it. Israel De La Cruz coming off a 1-2-3 inning. First pitch to Cal Conley's upstairs for ball one. Only the second time the Mudcats have been put down in order in this game. The only other time was the first. Righty-lefty, the pitch from Ramey, the 1-0 is pulled back foul, and it's 1-1. Briefly, we'll check the minor league affiliates of the Atlanta Braves today. Got you the major league scores prior to going to break. Braves in danger of dropping a couple games to the red-hot New York Mets, perhaps their biggest NL East rival. 1-1 pitch is lined the other way, and this one will twist into the seats. Into a vacant section, 1-2. It seems like that arch rival in the East changes year by year at the Braves. You had the Marlins for a while, you know, getting 2000s when Miami had some good games, or good seasons, and they won a World Series in 2003. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Got the Phillies, who were very good. 2008, 2010, won a World Series in 2008, of course. Washington, Anyway, through the 2000s, you got Bryce Harper there, Max Scherzer, Stephen Strasburg. They had a good run going. They won a World Series as Conley stings one to center, going back on to Churro, but he had a great jump, and he will run it down. Can't hit it much harder than the Cal Conley just did, but once again, hits it right to a defender for Carolina, and Conley is 0-4, a very tough 0-4. One away for Geraldo Quintero. Now we'll check those minor league scores for you. Greenville currently on top of Rome, 3-2. At the Greenville Drive, the affiliate of the Boston Red Sox lead the Braves. The first pitch to Quintero is high, 1-0. Mississippi leads the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They are the double-A team of the Miami Marlins. Wahoos are 9-12, or Blue Wahoos, I should say. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner. The lefty, Quintero, batting as a switch hitter. And Gwinnett, they've been playing some really good baseball, cut off a nice series against Norfolk, beat Charlotte today, the Charlotte Knights, 11-7, in an early afternoon game. The pitch to Quintero is in there, and it's 1-2 as he threw him a changeup, 1-2. Gwinnett now just a game under 500. Had a few tough series to start, but won 5-6 against Norfolk, and now the opener against the White Sox AAA team. The pitch is high, and the count's 2-2. One out in the inning. 12-1 Carolina. Here it comes. Quintero hits one in the air to center. Once again, the direction of Jackson Churro, not moving much, makes the catch over the shoulder, and there are two away. Young man's been very busy today. A couple big hits at the plate, a lot of putouts in center field, and covering a lot of ground out there. Two away now for Brando Mesquita. That is the fifth catch for him in the outfield today. Go along with his two hits. Randall Mesquita now from the right side. First pitch to him is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Five hits for Green Jackets today. Mesquita's got two of them. And no one has had more multi-hit games this year than Randall Mesquita. Here's the 0-1 pitch to him. Mesquita takes one way outside, and the count evens, 1-1. Eighth multi-hit game of the year for Brandall as he's near the top of the Carolina League in hits. And 357 on the year. That's an open stance on the right side. The pitch to him is lifted in the air. Shallow center. It'll be Jackson Churro again getting another opportunity, and he's got it. He puts away all three outs in the top of the seventh inning for Augusta, and we are going to stretch here from Five County Stadium. It is Carolina 12, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Top of the seventh, Carolina Mudcats all over the Green Jackets tonight. 12-1 as Israel De La Cruz looks to remain a bright spot in this game. He picked up a 1-2-3 sixth inning. It'll be his second full inning. He's recorded four outs so far in relief. As he will get Arbert Cipion. Start off the Mudcat half of the seventh inning. 12 runs on 12 hits for Carolina. Righty on righty. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. The Young Bats, part of the Milwaukee Brewers affiliation, single-A club. They've been affiliated with Milwaukee since 2017. First pitch, a bouncing ball to third, as the 1-0 pitch is scooped up by Quintero. He'll fire to first, and there is one out. 5-3 on the putout, if you are still keeping track with us back at home. I know there are some people who do. Just kind of one of those things, if you're a follower of the team, you just love to keep book. Know what's going on. Look back. How's the guy doing in the game? First pitch is a wave and a miss, 0-1. Of course, very important for a broadcaster of any baseball game to keep track of their own score, although people look back at my scorebook and say, how do you read that? 0-1 pitch, a half swing. It is a ball outside to Alberes Ferrer, and it's 1-1. I've said for years that my handwriting does suck, but as long as I can read it, I'm good. It's always been that way growing up. 1-1 pitch is off the outside corner, 2-1. That's what all that matters at the end of the day. We live in an age where we type a lot of things, and that's the preferred method for me in terms of written communication. 2-1 pitch is outside now, 3-1 of the nine hitter Ferrer, who's got a home run in this game. As De La Cruz has retired five straight since entering from the bullpen. 3-1 pitch, a foul back by Ferrer. And the count will go full on the third baseman for Carolina. As De La Cruz working exclusively from the stretch. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's inside. He lost him. Worked a full count, but Ferrer is on for the third time via the walk, and he will take it down to first base. Now De La Cruz being called up for the Green Jackets a couple weeks ago. Made his debut on the 22nd against Fayetteville. It was right before the homestand began, or right in the beginning parts of it. And he's been good at eating up innings out of the bullpen. A very unique player coming to the Atlanta organization. First pitch to the now leadoff man, Oswaldo Lenze. As Oswaldo Leonis, excuse me, takes a strike. And it's 0-1. International free agent signing. 0-1 pitch. There's another strike. Bullseye from De La Cruz, 0-2. But way back in 2013 by the Detroit Tigers. Signed him at 16 years old. And he began his career as an infielder. Now working as a relief pitcher. 0-2 pitch. A foul back by Leonis. 0-2. Had a couple nice years as a hitter, but then the Tigers start to see something with that arm, converted him to a pitcher. 0-2 pitch, a grounder. First base side took a wicked hop on Backstrom, and now bounced by him and into the corner. Not a whole lot I can do about that is Morton will dig it up, and coming for home is Ferrer, and it's 13-1 Carolina. There is not much you can do at all if you're Mekhi Backstrom. He was there, and that just took a wicked hop on him as it bounces right by him. He was there and had to stretch back on his back foot to try and play that one. It'll be an earned run given up by De La Cruz, his first as Green Jacket. But Mekhi Backstrom looks up at the video board, watches that replay, and says, explain that to me. Physics, that shouldn't happen, but it does. It just hits that one spot in the dirt or the grass, and it just takes a weird hop. That'll be a base hit and an RBI for Leonze. And he ends up at second base. That's another double for the Mudcats. First pitch to Garcia is in the dirt as Eduardo Garcia gets up in the count. This defies the laws of physics. It's normally when he hits that lip of the grass, but they take care of the playing surface here very nicely here at Five County Stadium. A very nice ballpark for this area. 1-0 pitch is in there from De La Cruz, and it's 1-1 to Garcia. Zebulon, North Carolina, about a town of 5,000 people, about a half hour east of Raleigh. Not a big crowd tonight. They expected to get better for the weekend. 1-1 pitch, a wave and a miss, 1-2. The Mudcats have been around for a long time. Man, they've been with the Brewers since 2017. I've normally been a high A team in the Carolina League, but now the Carolina League is a low A affiliate, or a single A. On two pitches in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. They've played here at this ballpark since 1991. Second year playing the single A level. Did so last year as well. I played for the Southern League for 20 years. From 91 to 2011. A lot of affiliates they have been a part of as that one's outside. Two balls and two strikes. He's open at first. 13-1 Carolina. And Eduardo Garcia, 2-for-4 in the game, facing a 3-2 count from De La Cruz. And the pitch to him is hit in the air off into the bat right center field. Mesquita and Morton are over. Morton will be giving way to Mesquita, who makes the catch. And going off to third is Leones, as he is going to move up on the sacrifice fly by Garcia. Morton wanted that ball. He's playing right field tonight. He's been their normal center fielder, and I think just kind of had that center field instinct to him. Mesquita, probably his ball as a center fielder. But they shuffle these outfielders a lot. Morton's been the primary center field guy. Mesquita's getting the start there today. Paulini in left. Just one of those scenarios, as long as it's caught. That's kind of the natural center field ability that Caden Morton has. Here's the first pitch to Jackson Chorio. He fouls it back. One ball and no strikes. Oh, a nice cut by the three hitters, having one of the best young games of his minor league career in his debut in the full season level. No balls and one strike to Chorio, who has reached twice, also on a fielder's choice. Oh, one pitch is down the dirt. It will get underneath the glove of Estrada, and in to score is Leones. And it's now 14-1. That one just a slider that got underneath the glove and an easy 90-feet trot for Oswald Leones. Count is one ball, one strike to Chorro. Here's the pitch, and Chorro takes a strike. Fastball at 91 from De La Cruz. Bullpen is empty for Augusta. I think if all goes well, De La Cruz will finish this game out for Augusta as we just cross over the 9 o'clock local time here in Zebulon. Pitch, Chorro hits a chopper to third. Scooped up with the glove by Quintero on the first, and Chorro is out. So a couple runs coming for the Mudcats in the seventh inning. Their lead is now 14-1. As we go to the eighth, here from Five County Stadium, Mudcats 14 and Green Jackets 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare.
Top of the eighth inning, 14-1 Carolina over Augusta here in the opener of this 6-game series. Mitchell Spouts back with you as Stephen Paulini leads it off. Right-hander Brandon Ramey is on for his third inning of work. This is the middle, third for Augusta. Put him down in order. Last inning, he's gotten the last four. First pitch to Stephen Paulini is up and in. Ball one. Paulini is 1-for-3 today. His bat produced the only run for Augusta. That was back in the third inning. That was on an error. The pitch to Paulini is down and in, 2-0. This has been a rare game of sorts for Augusta. If you're just picking us up, this is the most runs they have allowed in a game this year, and it's actually double of what a previous it was. 2-0 is inside, 3-0. The most runs they have given up in a game previously was 7. They did it twice in Columbia and Fayetteville, both games they lost. And now that number has been doubled to 14. 3-0 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. That shows how good the pitching staff has been. No more than 7 runs in any of the first 21 games. 3-1 pitch is on the outside corner. And Paulini thought he might have had ball 4. Instead, it's 3-2. Ramey set the belt. Kicks and throws. And he missed away. And Paulini is on again. Draws the walk to start off the 8th inning. Ends a run of 4 in a row. Retired by Ramey. And here comes Ruzber Estrada. And throw back to the Mudcats and their affiliates for a second. Was looking it up during that last half inning. They have been affiliated with more teams than anybody in the Carolina League. They have been a part of 7 different organizations. Brewers are the 7th. First pitch to Estrada is in there, 0-1. Started off with the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 1991. They were with Pittsburgh for 7 years. That was actually a little history lesson for you. That was right after the Pirates finished up as a Braves affiliate, or a Green Jackets affiliate, I beg your pardon, as Estrada sends one back and out of play, 0-2. With them for about 7 years, then became part of the Colorado Rockies organization from 1999 to 2002. 0-2 is high, and it's 1-2. And then joined the Florida Marlins back then, 2003. The first year they were with them, the Marlins won the World Series. Back in 2003, the controversial Steve Bartman year. 1-2 pitch is off the inside corner, 2-2. With them from 2003 to 2008. And then joined the Cincinnati Reds for 3 years, 2009 to 2011. 2-2 is outside. The count goes full. It actually gets away from the catcher, Caro, up to second. Goes Stephen Paulini, and the count is full. The runner at second base now takes out that conventional double play opportunity. And then Cleveland Indians, formerly called, now Guardians, from 2012-2014, and then briefly with the Braves for 2 years, 15-16. And then the Brewers have been with them since 2017, and it has been a good partnership. The pitch is a jam shot pop-up foul, and that one will go off the netting and foul. Just barely stayed in play, but it hit the netting, so it went to count. It stays 3-2. That is when the Braves were with the Mudcats. They were the high A affiliate for a couple years, and you had the Florida Fire Frogs, who were the low A squad. So a lot of the current Atlanta Braves who were on the big league roster did not play in Augusta, went through Florida and Carolina. Or Carolina, I should say, Florida, and then Rome, as Estrada pops one up. This one's twisting to the right side, and this one will make it to the bullpen, and it will be bobbled and dropped on a tough play by the second baseman, Vargas. Using every real estate to keep that one in the ballpark, but Vargas never comfortable underneath it. It's out of his glove. And now a 3-2 pitch coming to Estrada. It'll be the 7th of the at-bat. Now the Brewers with the Mudcats, and Milwaukee has had a very nice start with their minor league affiliates. Carolina's 11-10. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are currently in second place in the Carolina League. That's in Appleton, Wisconsin. Only the Cedar Rapids Colonels of the Minnesota Twins are better. 3-2 pitch. Estrada fouls another one back, and he will earn a 9th pitch. Double-A club is the Biloxi Shuckers. Biloxi has a ton of talent on that team, especially with their outfielders. One of the big names there, Joey Weimer, who has been mashing the ball here in Appleton with the Timber Rattlers, and now Biloxi. He is a top 5 prospect. I believe he's number 2. 3-2 pitch is down and out, and Estrada works the 9-pitch walk. First two are on, nobody out. And here comes Mekhi Backstrom in a 14-1 lead for Carolina here in the eighth inning. And the Shuckers, along with Weimer, also have Garrett Mitchell, who was their first-round pick back in 2020. He's there. Felix Valerio has been a good piece for them. They got him from the New York Mets in a Keon Broxton trade. That's worked out really well for Milwaukee. As Backstrom a half swing, and he couldn't hold up. A strike on a breaking ball from Ramey. No balls and one strike to count. Also got Sal Frelick, who is the top prospect for the Brewers, called up from Appleton to Biloxi today as Backstrom fouls one back in our general direction as it go right over the top of us, 0-2. So three of the top five prospects for the Brewers are outfielders, and they are all in Biloxi at the moment. And the Shuckers are currently in first place in the Southern League in their division. Has the same league as the Mississippi Braves. They're starting to get a little bit of a roll themselves. So 2 pitch, a swing and a miss. And Ramey strikes out Backstrom for the first out. And then the Nashville Sounds are the Triple A team, and they've got some really good pitching with that team. And now out to the mound comes, it looks like, manager Victor Estevez, and it looks like he's going to make a call to the bullpen. Good work by Ramey, however. He has gone good deep into this game. He has covered 2 1/3. He will give the ball to a skipper, and a third pitcher tonight will be coming in for Carolina. We'll set him up for you after the break. 14-1 Mudcats over the Green Jackets here in the top of the eighth from Five County Stadium on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details.
Junior Montero, the new pitcher for the Mudcats, as he comes in with one out and two on here in the eighth inning, as the Mudcats lead the Augusta Green Jackets 14-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. A big stretch of three straight innings for the Mudcats have built themselves a huge lead, as the right-hander from San Juan de la Maguano in the Dominican Republic is on to work. For the seventh time this year, he's allowed 5 hits and 4 earned runs in 6 2/3 innings, 8 strikeouts and 8 walks. Gets Caleb Durbin to start, Stephen Paulini at second base. Uzber Estrada at first, righty-righty, first pitch fastball is a strike. 94 from Junior Montero, and it is 0-1. Their pitcher used tonight, Brandon Jordan, started this game for Carolina, went 5 innings, allowed 1 run that was unearned on 5 hits. The 0-1 pitch is a little low. And Durbin gets even with the count. 1-1. And they go to their bullpen where Brandon Ramey got him 2 1/3. Both those runners out there, though, belong to him. Righty on righty. The pitch to Durbin is a little in. Right around the letters. 2-1. Green Jackets trying to stir something up here. Down 13, but you never know. Cook something up with the bats in the later innings. That could translate to tomorrow. 2-1. Montero deals to Durbin, and he hits the outside corner. Another fastball at 93 from Montero. And the 23-year-old right-hander evens the count. 2-2. A It leads for both runners, neither of them being held on with a 13-run lead. The pitch is low, and the count goes full. The Durbin with Brandon Parker due next. Trying to load him up. Both runners that are out there currently, and Paulini and Estrada, have walked. Here's the pitch. Durbin fights one off to the right side. That one will get out of play. Carolina a lot like Fayetteville to start this year. Fayetteville has some good offense. I'd say Carolina, at least from a talent perspective, has a little bit more, but walks have been somewhat of an issue for the Mudcats. An ERA about 5.5 coming in. Walks have led to a lot of that. Certainly only Fayetteville has walked more batters than them. Pitch, and Durbin hammers one deep left field, and that one is a foul ball. Had the distance, not the accuracy, as that one just a little off to the left field as Durbin nearly had his second home run. Mudcats have hit a couple here tonight. Durbin trying to get in on the party. Three balls and two strikes, the count to Caleb Durbin. And we saw with Fayetteville back at SRP Park, when they pitch, they can be very good, and that's kind of been the case tonight for Carolina. Now they have swung the bats very well. 14 runs on three hits. They have hammered the ball tonight. 3-2. Durbin, a slow chopper foul on the third base side. We'll do it once more. With a ninth pitch of this at-bat coming up. For a lot of these teams with young arms, you throw strikes and let your offense handle the business and win a lot of games. This is where you work on those things, though. Work on getting the great command. 3-2. Hey, swing and a miss. Montero strikes out Durbin as he got him leaning on an off-speed pitch. And there are two away in the inning. Ramey struck out Baxter before the pitching change, and now Montero gets Durbin. And now it'll be Brandon Parker with two on and two outs in a 14-1 game. Righty, righty, first pitch to Parker. He's behind a fastball. 94 from Montero. He's got the gas on this one. That's about his average velocity since he's entered. Green Jackets are looking for their first hit since the fifth inning. That was off Brandon Jordan. As pitches down away, 1-0. Both Mesquita and Paulini picked up singles in that inning, but by that time the Green Jackets were down 9-1. One ball, one strike to Parker. Walk and two strikeouts. 1-1 pitch, rolled to short. Right there is Garcia down to an E, flips to second to Vargas, and that'll do it for the Green Jackets. In the eighth inning, they get the force at second, and we are through 7.5 here from Five County Stadium. It's Carolina 14, Augusta 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Put to work, gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Today in a
But Spencer Smeltz back with you. 14-1, Carolina leads the opener of this series against the Green Jackets as Israel De La Cruz will try to get to the eighth inning. And get a three-pitcher night for the Green Jackets unless we see a comeback in the ninth inning for the Aggies. Right, De La Cruz will lead it off against Jefferson Carroll, the catcher. One of the top young prospects in the Brewers system. Their number five ranked man, according to MLB Type Pipeline, as he fouls away the first pitch into the right field seats. Nothing in one. And what makes Carroll a guy so interesting to scouts and manager? He's a catcher who can hit, and he can play defense. The 0-1 pitch is hit in the air, foul again, right field side. Backstrom will go after it, and he's going to run out of room by about three rows. 0-2 quickly to Carroll. That's a rare combination you find in a catcher. A lot of the guys who come up through systems are defensive-oriented, and you always look for the offensive-minded ones. The 0-2 pitch. Carroll, a little wave and a grounder. Back to the mound. De La Cruz scoops it up. Underhand flips the first and takes care of Carroll for out number one. Easy 1-3 put out. Fundamental pickup of that ground ball. Squatted down, rolled it in with two hands. And now one away for Hedbert Perez. Do it all again tomorrow here from Five County Stadium. Green Jackets look for a bit of a bounce back. They will be sending A.J. Smith-Shawver to the mound against Ryan Moore for Carolina. Smith-Shawver cut off his best young start of his career last time out against Delmarva as first pitch is swung and missed by Hedbert Perez. Carolina and Five County Stadium has been a bit of a house of horrors for the Green Jackets going back to last year. 0-1, a chopper foul back behind home, 0-2. These two met up six times last year, all here. Carolina swept them 6-0. So the Mudcats are on the verge of a seventh straight win in this series. The pitch coming, Perez takes a ball inside on a big heater by De La Cruz. 1-2. But new teams, a lot of them that have nothing to do with last year's history. One ball, two strikes. De La Cruz kicks and throws as Perez hits it high in the air to center. And this will be play on the shallow parts for Cal Conley, who backs up on it. He's got it, and two are gone, as that one was hit a mile high. And now it's Jesus Chirinos.
The first baseman, Jesus Chirinos.
14-1 Carolina. Right now, this is on pace to be the largest margin of defeat this year for Augusta. Previous high was 6. And a 7-1 loss against Fayetteville back on their first home stand. A very successful first 12 games at home in SRP Park after 9 straight on the road. First pitch to Chirinos, had a big cut, but he missed. 0-1. And it's 8-4 in those 12 games. Really finished strong against Delmarva. The 0-1 pitch, a grounder to short. Cal Conley doesn't have to move much. He'll scoop it, fire it, and take care of Chirinos. And Israel De La Cruz makes it 5 straight put down in a second 1-2-3 inning on the 6-3 put out. Last call for Augusta. They need 13 in the ninth inning. Rally caps on. We come for the ninth inning after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Final end of the play here from Five County Stadium, 14-1 Carolina, the Mudcats, affiliates of the Milwaukee Brewers. A 14-1 advantage over Augusta in the opener of the six-game series. 7 o'clock starts tonight through Friday, 5 o'clock local here in Carolina and Zebulon on Saturday night, and we conclude with a 1 p.m. game on Sunday. And the Green Jackets are back at home for 6 with the Columbia Fireflies. Ready on ready, first pitch to Caden Morton's, a ball inside from Junior Montero. As you look to finish this off for Carolina. Get the final 5 outs, picking up Brandon Ramey, who got the first out in the couple innings prior to that, last inning, as the pitch is a knee-high strike to Morton. 1-1. Quintero working exclusively from the stretch. A lot of relievers really don't have much of a windup. Quintero uses just the stretch exclusively as he fires a curveball inside, and it hits the corner, and it's 1-2. Normal depth all the way around. Caden Morton looking for his first hit today. He's 0-2. Here it comes as he hits a slow roller to third. Charging it is Ferrer. He will throw on the run and throw out Morton by a couple steps. First put away for Alberes Ferrer today. And there is one gone for the top of the order in Cal Conley. A lot of balls in center field. There have been a lot of fly ball outs today for Augusta. Just not quite the power that Carolina has brought tonight. Quite a few extra base hits. About half of their 13 knocks are the extra base variety. First patch to Conley is too low. One ball and no strikes. Seven of the 13. Handful of doubles, a triple, and 2 homers. 1-0 pitch. Conley fouls one back to the left side. This will get out of the stadium. One ball, one strike. It was a nice night for baseball. We had rain during batting practice today right before the Green Jackets were about to get on and swing. And who knows, maybe that's what hurt them today offensively. They had a different kind of warm-up. 1-1 pitch. Conley sings one to left, but this one will stay playable for Scipion out there. He'll make the catch as he backs up a few steps, and the Green Jackets are down to their final out. A tough 0-for-5 day for Cal Conley. You look at 3 of his at-bats today, maybe even 4. He has hit the ball sharply, but just not the results, and that's the tough thing about baseball. But a lot to feel good about if you're Cal. 2 away now. Last call for Augusta. It's Geraldo Quintero, who had a triple to start this game as the second batter back in the first inning. Quintero's first pitch is off the end of the bat, foul. Rolled to the backstop, 0-1. Had rain around, I want to say, 5 o'clock, maybe a little prior to that. About not coming for a half hour. And it cleared up and turned out to be a pretty good night. 75 degrees at first pitch. 0-1 pitch is low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Now, humidity certainly hit. It was around 90 or so degrees for most of the day. And what has been now a hot stretch. Now 90 degrees or so for a good part of the day yesterday. Back in Augusta as Quintero hits one hard to center. Going back, Churro. And he will put it away, a fitting ending to his night. Another put out and a victory for Carolina as they win the opener 14-1 in convincing fashion, thanks to a dominant middle third inning to this one as they win the opener 14-1 over Augusta. Postgame show is next, presented by EC Go. We wrap things up here from Five County Stadium. Get you set for tomorrow with the totals and summaries on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Welcome to the postgame show presented to you by Easy Go from Five County Stadium. It's a final. It's a tough one for the Green Jackets tonight as they come up just short in this one. 14-1 as Carolina wins the opener of the series thanks to a big middle third innings today. Scored 6 runs in the third after Augusta took a 1-0 lead. 3 runs in the fourth. 3 runs in the fifth. Added 2 more on in the seventh inning as over half the hits today for the Carolina Mudcats are the extra base variety as the first real offensive beatdown the Green Jackets have been on the wrong end of this year. But you're talking about it's game 22, where the first time where you have a team really knock you around a little bit. Most hits and runs allowed this year as the Mudcats score 14 runs on 13 hits in this one. As they improved to 12-10 on the year, Augusta with the loss is now 12-10. Foul numbers tonight, Augusta 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 10 on base. Carolina, 14 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They stranded 4. Brendan Jordan picks up the win today. He is now 1-1. Luis Vargas takes his first loss. He is 0-1 on the season. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a crowd of 507 here from Five County Stadium. Now time for our It Guy of the Game presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. We'll give this one to Brandel Mesquita, who had 2 hits in this game, 2 for 4 with a double in the third and a single in the fifth inning. Randall Mesquita, it's your It Guy of the Game, presented by Premier Networks, the Augusta IT Guys. And now time for the WOW Phone, Internet, and Cable Play of the Ball Game. And we'll give that to Stephen Paolini on his ground out that forced an error that scored the only run for the Green Jackets back in the third inning. Good base for Nara Lown, forced the error, as that is our play of the ball game tonight, presented by WOW Phone, Internet, and Cable. Time for one final drive around the Carolina League as we wrap up this Tuesday night. And we've got some scores already in progress, a rainout as well today, as Lynchburg and Fredericksburg did not play. They will play a doubleheader on Thursday due to rain. Salem beat Myrtle Beach this afternoon 8-4 thanks to a quick start with 4 runs in the fourth inning. Charleston defeats Fayetteville 1-0 in a ninth inning walk-off as the River Dogs are now 13-8 after their win over the Woodpeckers. Delmarva is trailing Columbia on the road right now, 4-3 the score on that one. Delmarva took a 3-0 lead. Columbia scores 4 in the second to take a lead. That game in the bottom of 7, still plenty of game left. Downeys over Kannapolis 9-3, the final score. The Atlanta Braves took a couple of tough losses today in doubleheaders. Lost game 1, 5-4 to the New York Mets this afternoon. Lost game 2, 3-0. Charlie Morton, the loser in game 1. Kyle Wright in game 2, first loss of the year for Kyle Wright, who's been a pleasant surprise in Atlanta this year. Greenville has just defeated the Rome Braves in Greenville, South Carolina. Greenville wins that one 4-2 over the Braves. Mississippi had a good one in the top of the eighth inning. They lead the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2 at Trustman Park in Mississippi. And Gwinnett a winner already this afternoon over the Charlotte Knights, the Chicago White Sox affiliate, 11-7 in the AAA level. We look ahead to tomorrow as we get set for Game 2. Green Jackets look to throw this one away very quickly as they will send A.J. Smith-Shawver to the mound. He threw the ball very well last time out through 5 really good innings against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Ryan Moore will be his mound opponent, a pair of right-handers going, as it'll be Smith-Shawver against Ryan Moore tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch here from Five County Stadium. We get going around 6:40 tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, I should say, for the On Deck Show presented by Tax Slayer. Otherwise, that's all for us here from Five County Stadium. One final time, final score, Carolina 14, Augusta 1. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long from Zebulon, North Carolina. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. Let's try it again one more time tomorrow as Augusta looks to get back on track against the Mudcats and even up this series. Thanks again for joining us tonight, everybody. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.